If you drive down Route 13 next to downtown Salisbury, you pass a huge Church Street mural, the faces of prominent local African Americans. It is a physical work of Paul Boyd III. This is Don Rush. But the images are based on the book Around the Pond, about the African American neighborhood of what was once called Georgetown and its surrounding area. It was written by local historian Linda Dwyer, who recently passed away. Dwyer, during an interview with Delmarva Public Radio in 2014.
What do you call a place that had not one, not two, but three churches, an elementary school that was two stories, a high school, a small high school, grocery store, a bicycle shop, a barber shop, but they were in a location where they could work either downtown as porters or cooks or whatever, or they could work in the service of the residents of like the Newtown area. They married and were buried in Salisbury, right in that neighborhood.
Eventually, the neighborhood would be wiped out by the expansion of local highways. Dwyer was a native of the Maryland Eastern Shore, who began her research in earnest in the 1990s. But she recounts in her book, Mob Law on Delmarva, that her awareness of racism reached back to her childhood. She told of how she became aware of the segregated theaters and hospitals. Her father, a band and music instructor in Wicomico County, rejected the racism of his time. Dr. Cynthia Bird is executive director of the Julia A. Purnell Museum in Snow Hill and worked with Dwyer in the last years of her life.
She just saw collecting research and using it to serve the community, even though she herself wasn't a teacher, that idea that she would have this information for the community as an educator is something that I think really, really spoke to her.
Dwyer volunteered at the Charles H. Chipman Cultural Center and the Edward H. Knabb Research Center for Delmarva History and Culture at Salisbury University. She also participated in the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad conferences. Dwyer was known for her books and as a freelance writer, but she was never someone who was out front. Bird with the Purnell Museum.
She didn't toot her own horn at all. She was very behind the scenes. She didn't like to have her picture taken. She didn't like to be on film. But she did want to participate. She just had no interest in taking credit or getting any glory for it.
Kristen Long, director of the Knabb Research Center, says that her work made the historical figures the main actors.
Philosophy-wise, she would have wanted the actors of history to be front and center instead of herself as an author and her researchers.
Over the last few years, she contributed pieces to the Salisbury Independent. And Greg Bassett, the editor and general manager, says she revealed a city he thought he knew.
She's opened my mind, my eyes, to things that happened here, especially in the diversity community, things that I did not know about historically or had ignored or had never been taught. It's just amazing how much she was able to teach me about the town that I thought I knew all about.
She's been described as a street historian who could tell you the history of many of the buildings in Salisbury and even the surrounding community. As such, she was named to lead the Salisbury Historical Marker Task Force. Ian Post worked with her on that effort. He describes a map she developed about points of interest in the city.
About 2,000 points of interest all throughout the city of Salisbury that she mapped out. And you see all of these little, they look like little pockmarks all over the city. You can just zoom in on any one spot, places that you drive by any day and not think about the history too much. She's got all these points of interest that you could go into.
In our next segment, we explore Dwyer's look at the lynching that has haunted Salisbury's past. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.